USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The search for the missing Titanic exploration sub is intensifying. Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick.
A Canadian P3 detected underwater noises in the search area. Although the ROV searches have yielded negative results, they continue.
10 U.S. Coast Guard search assets will arrive at the scene, which is now twice the size of the state of Connecticut, by Thursday morning. It's believed the sub has less than 12 hours of oxygen left. Hunter Biden will enter a guilty plea next month to two tax misdemeanors and illegal possession of a gun. If certain conditions are met, the gun charges may be dismissed. The pleas are scheduled for July 26th in a Delaware courthouse pending approval by a U.S. district judge. Jack Teixeira, the man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents, has entered a not guilty plea to federal charges in a Massachusetts courtroom today. He appeared before the court a week after being indicted by a federal grand jury. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman is facing six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Fed Chair Jerome Powell expects more rate hikes as the central bank tackles inflation.
We've raised our policy interest rate by 5 percentage points since early last year and have continued to reduce our securities holdings at a brisk pace.
Speaking before a House Financial Services Committee hearing, Powell said that most participants in the Federal Open Market Committee anticipate raising interest rates further by year's end. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit against Amazon, claiming that the company used manipulative tactics to acquire millions of Amazon Prime subscribers. The lawsuit also accuses Amazon of employing dark patterns. Those are deceptive methods to keep customers subscribed or enrolled in services. Those dark pattern tactics may involve hiding an unsubscribe link in a hard-to-locate area. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A gas explosion in Paris has left a number of people injured and damaged several buildings. At least 16 people were hurt in the blast, with 7 listed in critical condition. The explosion happened in the city's busy Latin Quarter, near the Paris American Academy Design School. A new poll is showing an increase of Americans who believe a person's gender should be determined based on their biological sex. The poll was conducted by NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist. It says 61% of Americans define gender as the sex listed on a person's original birth certificate and is the only way to define if someone is a male or female. U.S. News and World Report has ranked the best medical care for your kids.
Only 10 hospitals in the nation earned their way onto this annual honor roll. The top spot goes to Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. California is the only state with 2 gold stars. Children's Hospital Los Angeles is number 7, and San Diego's Rady Children's Hospital is number 9. U.S. News and RTI International collaborated. They analyzed data from 199 children's hospitals. These hospitals excel at clinical outcomes, meaning maximizing survival, minimizing complications, ratios between staff and patients, and expert opinions. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Joe Exotic prematurely announced his presence on the presidential primary ballot in Colorado. The Colorado Secretary of State's office said they are returning the $500 check Joseph Maldonado submitted, since the necessary paperwork for presidential candidacy hasn't been published. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.